But this Dennis was a real character. When he went to college, and then he went to work in Chicago as a bookie for Al Capone. And when he'd saved enough money to go to dental school, he told him he was quitting. Well, nobody quits on Al Capone. Next thing he knew, he was bound and gagged and blindfolded and stuffed in the back seat of a limousine. And they took him to Al's hideout, where they released him and let him talk to Al. And Al listened to his story, shook hands with him, and handed him two $100 bills when he wished him well in dental school. And to this day, that Dennis thought that Al Capone was one of the greatest human beings that ever lived.